उच्चारण कीजिए हमारे पीछे, नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री प्रभुपाद व्यास पूजा सेलिब्रेशन टुडे वी आर पार्टिसिपेटिंग सो यू ऑल आर वेलकम Janmashtami, the appearance day of Lord Sri Krishna, yesterday we celebrated. And the next day is appearance of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Nobody can forget the birthday of Srila Prabhupada, because He is connected with Krishna. Next day of Krishna is connected with Krishna. So his birthday is celebrated all over the world, knowingly or unknowingly, as a Nanda Utsav. The celebration by Nanda Maharaj. And what they do, they simply distribute. What they distribute milk, they distribute butter, they distribute ghee, they distribute all pure products of cow. That is Nanda Utsav. They just distribute. And Srila Prabhupada, he distributed the love of Krishna all over the world. He distributed love of Krishna all over the world. So this celebration of birthday is distribution. We have to give something out. And the best thing which Srila Prabhupada gave to the whole world is Krishna Prem. Personally, the fifth year I am somehow, by the mercy of the devotees of Mauritius Yatra, coming here to serve the Yatra. And whenever I come, I just pay my obeisance at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and pray that what he has in his mind, that I should render service to this Yatra. And all the times, the only thing which reminds me that Prabhupada somehow had a very soft and loving heart for this island, Mauritius. He wanted this island to be Krishna conscious country first on the planet. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Krishna has no other business than to fulfill the desire of his pure devotee. Shuddha bhakta ichha puri kare or nahi vancha. Krishna has no other business. Krishna has no other business. Only he is waiting, hankering to fulfill the desire of his pure devotee. So this pure devotee Srila Prabhupada has desired that you people, the Mauritian devotees, you should be the leader of the world as a country, Krishna conscious country. So it's going to be true. I asked Brahmananda Swami, who accompanied at that time with Srila Prabhupada, few days back before I came here, I said, what was Prabhupada's mind when he said this country should be Krishna conscious? And Brahmananda Swami said, because the then Prime Minister of the country invited Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada had a hope that if one person is convinced the Prime Minister, then the whole country will be Krishna conscious. That was Prabhupada's mood. Because Prabhupada in 75 was officially invited on the letterhead of Prime Minister of Mauritius, Republic of Mauritius. And then, before I was coming here, I had a talk with Giriraj Swami Maharaj, who has spent a lot of time here to have inauguration of this Radha Golokanath temple. And Maharaj said, I was preaching in Mauritius, and also Maharaj was preaching in Pakistan, and I'm continuing after him to go to these two places to serve the Yatra. He said, Prabhupada will definitely be happy what he wanted that we should accomplish. So when I look at the vision of Srila Prabhupada, he came on the invitation of Prime Minister of Mauritius. But he was ready to go with an ordinary single person who said, can you, Swami, come with me to village and we will preach? And Prabhupada said, yes, you organize program, I will go with you to village and preach. So see the two wide difference. Prime Minister is inviting on the one hand and a villager is inviting on the other hand, Prabhupada, and Prabhupada is ready to go with both. He's ready to go with both. And this was Prabhupada's vision. In India, Prabhupada said, we should go to village in bullock cart. And simply we have to chant Hare Krishna in the street. Krishna is sitting in everybody's heart. If you sincerely chant Hare Krishna, Krishna will inspire the devotee to come and join you. It's our sincerity of the chanting that will attract the devotees. So he wanted one wing to preach, to common people in village to village. And on the other side, he wanted to have scientists to preach to the most sophisticated people of the society. He was ready to go to the village to village in a bullock cart, and he was ready to talk to the professors of the universities and to the religious leaders of the society, to the Christian priest, to minister, to even he was invited at that time to see Prime Minister then of India, Indira Gandhi, and Prabhupada had written everything what he wanted to tell to her. So Prabhupada wanted, it appears he had an approach, he wanted us to have twofold approach for preaching. A mass preaching to each and every individual. How can we accomplish this? This is a challenge for us. How can we accomplish this vision of Prabhupada, which he wanted to go to village, it was his desire. How can we fulfill his desire by going to village of this island Mauritius and giving Krishna consciousness door to door? Now this is a challenge for us. If we work on this one project, and if we, in coming couple of years, if we reach to each village, which already once the devotees, dedicated devotees, they went door to door for book distribution, and this round was already finished. So I can see there is a desire of the devotees. They want to do something. How to start that? We want Srila Prabhupada today to empower these devotees to accomplish your vision. So since everybody is working nowadays, we don't see much devotee living in the temple. So these things change with time. Now you can simply donate some of your time. Once in a week, couple hours you donate. Make a list of the devotees who are ready to donate 2 hours on each day or whatever day, and allot some village, go there and preach. Start preaching by donating time, nothing else. Nothing is more important than time. Get some time from everybody who is the member of congregation, and they should go to some village and start preaching. Just what we have to do, Prabhupada said, for preaching, go and do Harinam in the street, people will come out, talk to them, distribute some prasad, they will donate grain, you simply cook, offer to Krishna and feed them. But then these two things you do, and distribute Prabhupada's books. So how can we really reach to each single individual of this island, village and village, what is Prabhupada's desire? So this is 2010 Prabhupada's Vyas Puja. If we really put some year mark, we fix that we will start from this area to this area in next year. So how can we do this preaching really? Not that we are good preacher, we go through a nice do kirtan, people say he's a nice singer, he's a nice speaker. No. Only if there is compassion and mercy in the heart. If you are ready to give the mercy of Mahaprabhu to the people, if there is compassion in the heart, this is the only thing which Prabhupada was having in his heart full of compassion. To give people who are suffering Krishna prem, he wanted to give it out. That was his mood. One big well-known scholar, he told to Prabhupada's disciples, "You don't know Prabhupada." He said, "What are you saying? We lived with Prabhupada, we walked with Prabhupada, we talked with Prabhupada, we served Prabhupada, and we don't know Prabhupada." And that professor said, "When you become 70, and then you go and establish movement, then you will know Prabhupada. Now you are young and you are not able to do anything." He started movement when he was 70. You only can know Prabhupada when at that age you can accomplish something, then you can understand how much difficulties Prabhupada has undergone. For whom? Why have he taken so much risk? Why? Because the heart was full of compassion. Daya. Krishna Kripa Murti. He was a personification of mercy of Krishna, and he wanted to distribute it. He wanted to give it. He was invited to go to the hippies of that time. Drug addicts doing all nonsense in the modern world, and Prabhupada went there, sat there and started chanting Hare Krishna. He did not disregard them. He did not discard them. But he loved them. He cared for them. And those people were transformed. And those people, they actually helped Prabhupada to spread movement all over the world. So what to speak of you gentlemen who are coming from the Vedic background, if you take to seriously to this Krishna consciousness and preach it, not only on this island, you can preach far and wide to fulfill the desire of Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can do it. Simply imbibe the mood of Srila Prabhupada that he was ready to suffer all the inconvenience if one person is ready to accept Krishna consciousness. If one person is ready to accept Krishna consciousness. One person. Now we had last night 30,000-40,000 people coming here to get Krishna consciousness. How can we give them Krishna consciousness that we have to beg today from Prabhupada, give us intelligence, give us your blessing and mercy and inspire and empower the devotees. People are coming here. We are here not to go out. Think of those devotees, there was no temples. There was no place for them to stay. And they started this movement from nowhere, from scratch. We have everything, we have deities, we have temple, we have facilities. And now, we are not taking any risk. Only preaching can be accomplished when we take risk for Krishna. Only we can see the hand of Krishna on our back, pushing us to accomplish the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if we take risk. Take risk and have anxiety for preaching Krishna consciousness. Anxiety. I can't sleep tomorrow because I have to go and preach to so many villages. I have to reach to these people. This person wants to hear Krishna Katha. How can I serve him? Until unless we take risk and we have a burning desire inside to help people, then on then only Nityananda Prabhu, who was ready to go to Jagai and Madhai to deliver them, then why should we be fearing of going to gentleman's house and begging him to chant Hare Krishna? So how can we really develop this desire to preach? How can we really develop this desire to preach today? Prabhupada is right here. He is present here. These spiritual persons, they are, and somebody rightly said, Prabhupada said, I am present in my books. I will live forever in my books. So Prabhupada is in his books. We have to really be seriously reading Prabhupada's books and trying to understand in that, then we can be empowered to preach. So many fronts we are working at Bhaktivedanta College, training the devotees in a Shastra Prabhupada's mood. The Harinam is going twice a week on the island. most of the things still are here more favorable for Krishna consciousness, as we are seeing today in other part of the world where Harinam is unheard. So still you have in Mauritius more facilities for preaching. But how can really we dedicate more time? It is the time when we give some time. Everybody can give time. You give some time and start one center somewhere, preaching center, as a 4 or 5 devotees. There should be no single village left from the mercy of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No single village. Nothing to do. Every village has a temple. Already there is a Shivala. You have no overhead. Just go there, sit, have one kartal and start chanting Hare Krishna. And Krishna will send the devotees. There is no doubt about this. Simply start it. And I am feeling and I'm praying to Prabhupada that I am committing myself to go to village to village. Whenever I am here with you, if the devotees desire, we should start at least couple of villages and see the result and then offer it to the Prabhupada every year at Vyas Puja. Prabhupada, this year on your Vyas Puja, we are offering these 20 villages people who has accepted your message of Krishna consciousness. There is a garland we can offer to Krishna, to Prabhupada, to please him on Vyas Puja day on this island. Every year bring couple village devotees to offer Prabhupada the glories that devotee reached to us in far place. If we commit that, then this small island we can do in no time. What is needed? Chanting, dancing and feasting. Devotees here are very good at chanting. They are expert at dancing. And Moses, they are also expert. They cook nicely. When I tell in India that 25,000 people, devotees are cooking themselves, serving themselves, they say, they don't hire anybody. I think they all are already sold to Prabhupada. They serve for Krishna Janmashtami selflessly. Everybody is surprised. How is that? And I see, I can see this is happening here. All cooking is done by devotees. We have not paid to any person outside for cooking. Is it right? So we can cook, we can chant, we can dance, we can feed people. So that's all the Krishna consciousness is about. What is lacking? Nothing is lacking. Only organization is lacking. Everything is there. Parts are there. Puzzles somebody has to put and the whole machine will roll. And when it rolls, it will be, whole island will be Krishna conscious in no time. How can we really accomplish it? The strategy is, how many villages next year, 2011, Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, which 10 villages we will bring here with Krishna conscious preaching centers. Not 10 is too small, maybe 100 villages, then you can do in few years. Do it. Commit it. And each and everybody is empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, amari agya, guru ho taro e desh. Mahaprabhu said to everybody, please, wherever you go, speak about Krishna. There's nothing to say. Chant Hare Krishna simply, with folded, but with a humble mood. Not chant Hare Krishna, no. Chant Hare Krishna, please. With a humble mood, with a very humble mood. I beg you, go like needle, humble, humbler than blade of grass. But when you come out like plow. Plow means there must be seed of Krishna consciousness in his heart, and when you come out, you can see he is chanting Hare Krishna. That is coming out as a plow. Go like a needle and come out like a plow. This is Prabhupada's slogan. Go humbly, and when really they chanting, dancing and feasting, there's nothing difficult about this. Is there anything difficult about this? So simple formula, and this island is very suitable for this. So we are praying at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada on this auspicious day of his appearance, 109 now. His 108 is over, at 108, 109 appearance day. 109th appearance day, that somehow there are, today is a working day and still there are thousands of people here at Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, which is increasing every year. Janmashtami, devotees are increasing. Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, devotees are increasing. It is just increasing every year. And last night, when Haridev Prabhu was saying, wherever we go, people say Hare Krishna, it means already people have recognized Hare Krishna movement here. And I see nice looking, working in office devotees with shaven head. It means they are renounced in one sense. They are not very much attached to the bodily concept of life. That is the first, this is the first sign that the devotee is ready to surrender fully to Krishna. See so many nice shaven head here. They are ready. In this island, I heard that if you go even your office in dhoti and sari, then nobody upsets you. This dhoti if you wear, then you looks like a soldier of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army. This is a uniform which will alarm the people. Here are the people. They are spiritual people. If we go near to them, we will be saved. There is no risk from these people. So wearing this dress is also a big impact on the people's mind. So be proud of wearing a spiritual dress, dhoti, kurta. Be proud to have a tilak on the forehead. Because anybody who sees that tilak, he will be benefited. I saw many devotees, there are so many different designs of tattoo marks on the whole body. What is the problem of having a small tilak here? What is the problem of having a nice decorated tilak here? Have it! Be proud to have it. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahasaya said, I am waiting for the day when the judge of the High Court will wear the tilak. I am waiting for that day when the judges wear the tilak. So be proud. I am surprised to see young devotees with tilak here every year increasing. It means Prabhupada's vision is going to be true very soon in our own life. We can see it. Be committed. Come forward to start preaching somewhere. Everybody is preacher. Everybody can is doing. You can preach. Only preaching is life. No preaching, it is dead body, simply eating and wasting time on this planet. Only life means preaching. Prabhupada was sick even, he said, I will prefer to die on the battlefield like a soldier. I don't want to die in a bed like a sick man. I would like to die on a battlefield like a soldier. It means soldier means soldier of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For Sankirtan army is soldier, fighting against Maya. Every day we should be ready to fight against Maya, but we should be armed with holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So all those hands which were up right now when chanting Hare Krishna, on behalf of all you, can we submit to Prabhupada that we are ready to preach and we will fulfill your desire in this lifetime. Are we ready to go for it?
Yes.
Everybody?
Yes.
Sure?
Yes.
Everybody again wants to say, Hare
Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna
Krishna!
Krishna
Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare
Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
So this is our, once more, three times saying means we will do it. That means promise. We are promising with Prabhupada in this lifetime, we will accomplish this by twofold preaching. We need a preacher to go to village, and really have a map and mark down, some devotee should come up with the map and villages in the area. How can we accomplish? And number two, we should have a group of devotees. They cultivate the ministers, they cultivate the corporate, they cultivate the officers, because we need preaching at two different levels to accomplish the vision of Srila Prabhupada to make this island Krishna conscious. So once more, third time, and everybody next year will bring somebody that they preach to for Krishna conscious to offer as a real flower in the form of devotee at the feet of Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!